2UP, everything you need to know about 2UP. World champion, 2UP player, Xanthony Barala. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me here live on the air, Mark Novak. And yes, I am a world champion 2UP player. You know what? I absolutely love Anzac Day, not only for all of the historical remembrance and everything that goes on in paying our respect to those past, present and fallen, but just the activities it entails as well, most notably 2UP.
Yeah, so anyone who's out of Sydney watching from around the world, we've got a public holiday in memory of our Anzacs, and we've got a tradition on our public holiday that we play a game called 2UP. It's played with any coin.
Yeah, well, there's special 2UP coins, yeah.
There's 2UP coins?
There's 2UP coins, yeah.
So it's played with 2UP coins, and what do you do? Explain the game. I've never done it. What a loser.
It's basically heads or tails, pretty much.
And the stakes are whatever you want them to be, and it finishes in our country at midday, 12 o'clock. It's illegal to play it after that, but our politicians allow us to play it in the morning, 2UP. So what happens is all the locals get out and they all go to a local pub.
Pub, hotel, bar, whatever it might be, anywhere that is allowed to play 2UP.
They get on the cans and play 2UP. So it's an exciting day to get out early, being a public holiday, get into the game. And boy, is there some spirit behind it. Says Anthony, where are you going?
Look, I'm a big fan of keeping it local. So I will go down to my local services club, which is Hardboard Diggers in the morning for the dawn service. Yep. Which will kick off at about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'll head back, have a bit of a nap, and go back to the same venue for 2UP. So I'll more than likely get there at around 10 o'clock in the morning, start hitting the source then, and just make a day of it.
Did I hear you're going to the dawn service?
I will. Yeah, I do that every year. I feel like it's Anzac Day isn't just about having a day away from work, having a day off, hitting the drinks with your friends. There's actually a lot of history behind it. So I do like to just get up early, do the dawn service, and just pay my respects to everyone involved in, you know, the wars, saving up, protecting our nation, serving for our nation, that kind of thing.
You've actually inspired me. I think I might go in as well. What time is it? 4:45 or something?
It depends on where you go, really. DYRSL does a really good dawn service as well, and they're doing theirs at Dyy Beach this year. So, yeah, get down there.
I thought you were going to go into the city.
No, I'm not going into the city. I'm keeping it local.
I was going to say that's even more impressive. I've been in for the dawn service a couple of times when I was a scout.
You were a scout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've just learned something new.
Yeah, the Boy Scout, second Narrabeen. So tell us the top places in Sydney to go for 2UP tomorrow, please, Sam. We've got a list. And believe it or not, it's not easy to find.
Look, I search so many things, top 10 places to go, the very best places in Sydney to hit for 2UP 2024. What I could find, though, was Time Out has recently released an article where it's just best or where to play 2UP across Sydney. So this is some of the best places. And the Northern Beaches, of course, we're going to talk about this because the Northern Beaches made it in this article a few times as well. So some of the best places to play, I just need to reach forward to search my little article. Some of the best places to play two-up across Sydney this year include, most notably, Hardboard Diggers.
Woo!
So 8 o'clock in the morning is when we have the commemorative ceremony, and then 11 a.m. for adults-only two-up games. So they'll be kicking off from around 11 o'clock until 6 p.m., and it is one of the biggest two-up events on the northern beaches. They block out their whole car park for this event, with the coins kicking off, like I said, midday until 6 p.m.
I stand corrected. I thought it finished at 12. There you go. Okay, so it's till 6, two-ups, 11 till 6. Castle Hill RSL, Dix Hotel, Great Hotel, Sauce It Ups, Anthony. There you go. Now, give me some more. Where else can we go in Sydney, particularly North Beaches?
Let me just do this a little bit. Have you heard of Vic on the Park in Marrickville?
No.
A little bar in Marrickville that all kicks off from... Bars open at 11 a.m. Everything kicks off from midday. We've got the Woollahra Hotel.
Ooh.
Everything opens 9 a.m. Two up kicking off from midday. Live music, stunning. Food and drinks, Woollahra.
Get on it.
Watson's Bay Tea Hotel. I love Watson's Bay Hotel. It is...
Good location.
Stunning venue, right on the water. Get a ferry across.
It's got magic, that's for sure.
That would be a stunning venue to go to. Hardboard Hotel, here's another nice little local one for me. So in Freshie, we've got two venues, the Hardboard Diggers and the Hardboard Hotel. Again, Hardboard Hotel close out their whole entire car park in the rear of the venue for two up to kick off.
Solid.
One in the city around Mark's neck of the woods, Jackson's on George.
Oh, that'll be a new establishment. Great place to go. I think it'll be their first one they've done in a long time. They've been closed for like 6-7 years. Then we've got, what have we got in Manly?
Manly Wharf Bar.
Ooh. That'll be Wharf Bar will be. These are magical locations, aren't they? They really are. What a place to go. So get up there for two up tomorrow. Any other up further north? We've got Newport Arms.
We've got the Newport, yeah. Head up to the Newport as well on their decks, right on the water. Beautiful venues, scenic views. And it's not just about the two up as well. There's always live music. There's a lot of food. Just get together with friends. But it's two up. It's a really fun day, and Mark, it will be your very first experience playing two up.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened to me. I'm 47 and I haven't played two up. Sorry, everyone. But tomorrow I'm breaking my virginity two up.
So, Finn, we should really disclose the things you need to know for two up. So it is a very congested, I suppose, experience. Everybody's on top of everyone. You'll see a lot of this happening with the heads, if you want to bet somebody.
Ah, okay. And what's tails then?
We'll put it, yeah. So you'll wave your note on your head if you're going to guess that two out of the three coins will go flip up as heads. You'll find somebody in the crowd that wants to say, no, 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 it's going to be tails. And then they'll be like, okay, let's put $20 down on it.
That is
so heads
cool.
Or on your bum. Tails.
Tails. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So there are three coins that get spun high up in the air. And when they land, it's basically best out of three. So if two are on the heads, it's heads. And they need to, There's a lot of complexities around it. I'm just dumbing it right down. So three coins, best. And if two out of the three are heads, it's heads. If two out of the three are tails, it's tails.
Okay, we got it. So two up tomorrow. Get to your favourite venue in Sydney. Generally everywhere is doing it between 11 and 6 by the sounds of it. Have some great food. Have some drinks. Have a punt. hats off to our and respect to the Anzacs. I won't see you in the morning, Xanth, but nice thing to do.
It really is. Get out there, make the most of the day. I mean, enjoy your public holiday, but at the same time, yeah, do what you can to pay your respects to the history behind it all.
And support your local.
Agreed, big time.
Xanth, have a great day. Everyone, have a great Anzac Day, and respect to our Anzacs.
Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you nice and hungover on Friday.